All right. This is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. Tell everybody that on the protest front that there's going to be a demonstration on Saturday upcoming on the Okud's Day to be celebrated. And their point is well taken, which is that we need to put a stop to this illegal war being conducted outside the UN Charter and respect for sovereignty of countries. It's an open and shut case, as they say, but it goes on. And so that'll be Saturday, 3 o'clock at the U.S. Embassy, and it will be it's Al-Quds Day. And the among the obscenities of this current violence coming from Donald Trump and company is that this is Ramadan, and so it's sort of like in-your-face violence and actions just to show disrespect not only for a country but for a faith, which is always dangerous, as we were just alluding in the discussion of the right to be wrong, the right to opinion, the necessity of listening to other people. We have a monologue. When you have a unipolar system, as George Bush explained to us, U.S. is number one, and I forget his phrase, but it's basically U.S. has rose, it's become victorious, and now everyone will fall in line with it. Remember, that was Bush. Now we have Trump in the vulgar version of it. It's quite outrageous. There are new things happening that have never been seen before, at least in our time, and which is the ability through the satellites and technology and drones, a weapon nobody ever, we did not see in World War II, Korea, Vietnam, et cetera, but now we have them. And leaders actually have the ability to murder people as a just kind of an administrative job. I first learned of it when President Obama said that every Thursday morning, he told the New York Times, every Thursday morning at a certain time, he would meet with the security officials and they would bring him a list of people and targeted for assassination. And remember that started under the nice guy, the one who went to Harvard. And he said he would then make the decision, because it was a fatal decision. They would murder somebody. Very famously, they murdered an American citizen who was living in Yemen, but he had been identified by the our wonderful people that we don't know their names, who said he was a terrorist. But, you know, there was that little quibble. He happened to be an American citizen, and one among the things that American citizens are supposed to enjoy is the right to a trial where somebody proves that they're a terrorist and where they get to answer the charge. But now, with this technology, apparently they got an itchy trigger finger. And they not only did they kill him, but they also killed his, if I remember rightly, his 16-year-old son, who had not been identified as anything. He just happened to be in the way. We really need to meditate on that. The kind of power, we thought they had power to begin with. They have more than you think. You can ask Maduro about that. But people need to get serious about whether they believe in due process, whether they believe in respect for the sovereignty of countries. There's no mystery about the Iran matter. You can't call someone evil and think that you've won the argument. According to the United Nations, Iran is a member of the United Nations. If you have a problem with them and you have what you call a sovereign country, you have to go to the body that settles such matters. But we're into this, what Mr. Carney wants to pretend is a new world. It's the same old world. And they say we're a middle power. You may be a middle power, but at the United Nations, you're an equal power, that the two of you are, you and no matter the size of your opponent, are actually the same in that body. That's where the Canada belongs, not in the fantasy world of middle powers. This is the Taylor Report, CIUT. It was a lot of fun talking to Ray Robertson, The Right to Be Wrong, Cormorant Press, 33, 45, 78, coming up.